A happy 4th of July to you and your family. What a wonderful day. And you know what? It's going to make many memories for you and your family. We are so blessed to have the freedoms that we enjoy in America. John 8:32 says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The Apostle Paul said in Galatians 5:1, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not tangled again with the yoke of bondage." What does the word liberty mean to you? Well, to me, it means freedom to choose, freedom to act, or absence of restraint. If you came to visit me at my home, you would see that I've decorated the house inside and out with the red, white, and blue. You want to remember the meaning of all the colors? Well, I'll bring them to you. The red color stands for hardiness and courage. The white is a symbol of purity and innocence. And the blue is the color of vigilance, perseverance, and justice. Legend has it that George Washington said, "We take the stars and blue union from heaven, the red from our mother country, separating it by the white stripes, thus showing we have separated from her, and the white stripes shall go down to prosperity, representing liberty." Aren't you thankful to the Lord that we are free? Just think about this for a minute. Yesterday we read a newspaper which was uncensored because our country believes in freedom of the press. Last Sunday I worshiped in church because our country believes in freedom of religion. Today, my voice is being heard on the radio, completely unedited, because our country believes in the freedom of speech. Wow, praise the Lord, we are free. And isn't it easy to take all of this for granted? I'm remembering seeing the news way back in 1989 of the terrible dramatic event in China when students asked their government for more freedom. Well, their answer came in a showing of troops, rifles, and big tanks. And then do you remember that picture of one defiant man standing in front of a column of army tanks? Yes, again I say, we are so blessed. Our nation had its birth founded in the word liberty. Our Declaration of Independence reads, "All men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights." President Lincoln said at Gettysburg, "Our nation was conceived in liberty." Our God is a God of freedom. Let me give you an example. The Old Testament tells us about the people of Israel and that they were held captive in Egypt as slaves. But God sent Moses to liberate them and to set them free by the Exodus. And in the New Testament, we can see again the hand of freedom at work. People were enslaved to sin and held captive by it. God saw the plight of the human race and sent his only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to set us free. And then think about it. On July 4th, 1776, our country declared its independence and liberty. Yes, it did. It came at a great cost, because freedom has a big price tag. The Lord Jesus gave his very life for our spiritual freedom, and that was the greatest of all. Let me turn in the scriptures, as the Bible is open in front of me, and let me read 1 Peter 2, verse 16. And here I go to read it. Verse 16 says, "As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God." Now I'm going to drop down to verse 21. "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps. He who did not sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." Isn't that beautiful? It spells it all out for us. This reminds me of an experience my husband and I had while speaking in Rome, Italy. We'd visit there already twice, and it happened both times. What confusion. We'd never seen anything like it. It was on the way to the airport to downtown Rome, and I am sure it's still the same intersection where the cars converge from every direction. Each driver was inching his way forward to pass. You never heard so many horns at one time. They were blaring and tempers were flaring. There were absolutely no stoplights or no traffic cops to bring order out of chaos. But there was one positive note. No one was breaking the law. Guess what? Yep, there was no law. Back in the days before Israel had a king, a similar situation prevailed. Although they had God's law, the people ignored it and did what was right in their own eyes. Does that sound familiar to you today? What a bitter price they paid for freedom. Still today in America, many people, and even some profession Christians, ignore God's clear revelation of himself in his word. They think they're free to form their own ideas of what God is like and what he expects, being influenced by a godless culture. They live at the center of their own little world and walk in their own ways. God helps us to take his word seriously, and he wants us to so much, especially if we want to show the world that Christ lives in our hearts and that he gives us freedom to choose to serve him and to do right. I remember when I was in college, Bible college, all over the dormitories was a sign, a little sign, but one you could see and notice. It only had two words on it. Yes, it was "do right." Someone has said freedom doesn't give us the right to do what we please, but to do what pleases the Lord. Let me ask you a question. What can we do as believers to make America a better place to live? Well, let me give you five as I close the broadcast. Five reasons. First of all, we can live godly lives as an example to our fellow citizens. Secondly, we can certainly train godly children and teach them God's Word, the Bible. How many of you parents out there have taken time, even today, to explain to your children about how our country was founded on the Word of God? Even they can look at a dollar bill and see, in God we trust. And then three, we can use our freedom to share our testimonies and support those who are spreading the gospel to every nation. All those missionaries spread all over the world, as I said, they need our prayers. Then it's urgent, absolutely urgent, to uphold our country in prayer right now. Let me ask you, how often do you remember to pray for our country and for those who govern over us? And then last but not least, we can and we must pray for those who are our leaders, both in government, national and local. We can make sure that we get involved where and whenever we can. We surely need to remember them and to take note of what their platform would be. With all of our blessings in America, there comes that big responsibility. I guess as I close, I will just say, pray, pray, and pray some more. It's been so good to be with you, and let me say again, a happy 4th of July to just you. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.